This is the host of Raccoon City, Katie. I'm so happy and thankful for you, the listener. Thank you so much for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We appreciate immensely all of your support towards our community radio station. Without you, none of this could be possible. Thank you so much.
You just heard even more tallies. Those tallies with Not So Proud off of their debut album. Tallies here on CJSF 90.1 FM on Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie. And it's always kind of exciting to realize that a musician has become one of your favorite musicians. I think that's me with tallies. They're most recent album, which came out, I think, 2022 or early 2023, Patina, is one that is constantly on my rotation. And I decided to listen to Tallies by Tallies a few days ago during work. And I realized, wow, every single song is right up my alley. It is a banger of an album. The melodies, the sentiment, I love all of it. And it's exciting because, like, I feel like I wouldn't have realized if I had not listened to as much music as I have the past couple of years. If I did not broaden my music playlists and library, I wouldn't have known. And I wonder almost if you, listener, if you have ever had a moment where you were tuning in to Campus Community Radio and you realize, like, hey, that's my new favorite song. Or whatever is happening with this musician, that is my new favorite thing. I'm grateful whenever you have moments like that, and I'm grateful if you are still on that journey to discovering what really shakes your heart, touches your soul when it comes to listening to 90.1 FM. We are not a radio station without you. We would be like maybe 40 people who make things on a mic and in a digitized program, who were just like, you know, talking to themselves without you. You know, do you know what I mean? Do you get what I mean? Thank you for continuing to listen to us. It is so cool to know that there are cool people who give a crap about independent media, who give a crap about grassroots independent media, and grassroots organizations. We're living in some pretty weird times right now. What I like to call times of global crises, for those who are not prepared to listen to me talk for 30 minutes about how even that is not how I would accurately describe the state of the world. In fact, I would need to use much stronger terms to do so. But one of the things that continues to push for alternate perspectives, I guess, is independent media. And that makes you, the listener who tunes in and is excited to do so, to tune into grassroots media, that makes you innovative. That makes you engage with what is happening around the world and in your community. And we can't say that about everyone. Not to compare people, not to be a girl boss about it, but you can't say that about everyone. That makes you kind of special. Thank you for listening to 90.1 FM. As a result, you're very cool. You already knew this. Come on. We're going to listen to more music now. Actually, this is my little cheat of the hour. I said it's all going to be like, most of it is going to be like independent CanCon. This is super opposite of that. This is mainstream K-pop that has yet to chart in Canada. And I really like this track. This is probably one of my favorite songs that I've listened to this year. I really like it because it doesn't really sound like mainstream K-pop. In fact, it kind of sounds like Canadian indie pop, but sung in Korean. Let me know what you think. This is Midnight Fiction by, I think they're called Islet, I-L-L-I-T, but I'm gonna call them Illit. Islet? I don't know. This is Midnight Fiction. Get into it. How do I get some day?
just put 50 in the gas tank. I'm now in a prison on my black face, and I'm about to pull up to this hot bank. It's the quick visit, no, I can't stay. My baby's itchy, made me downtown. Stepping door, I had to bring the gators out. Sweet like honey, bring the flavors out. Ooh, this yeah. Is looking like a dangerous now. Lemony fresh, looking that clean. Baby told me she ready for that vaccine. Said she really getting sick of all these young men. Acting like they ready for, but they lacking. Oh, they acting way too tired. Me, I got crudy, we can take it to the eye. Put it down, baby, on the crib if you desire. Baby, so dope, she my number one supplier. Ooh, yes, it is.
On your best days, your idea dress is a white tee and some fresh J's. Let's say I'm cruising the city or the expressway. See a shorty bad to the bone without an X. Hop in, let's converse. G's in a Birkin, God bless your purse. Dressed to kill, somebody catch the hearse. Look, he's dressed to impress. I address the earth, born with the burden of greatness. Well, I guess I'm cursed. Yes, so. Birthdays ain't the first day. Spoiled her like she was in the first grade, and she got the worst grades. Wow. I'm the dawn of this Adonis with an honest grip. Now they y'all taken back in astonishment. You got something to say? Well, let's spit it out. You try to find somebody that you can live with. What? I'm trying to find somebody I can't live without. Thought that your life would be magic, but you
my
got this trip.
Little mama, don't play with it. Someone I can hang with. No flex. I ain't never felt this fresh in a minute, so.
Yeah.
was the newest The Garys with their track Cakewalk. Before that, you heard I'm For Real by Aquaculture, DK Ransom, and DJ Uncle Fester. My name is Leslie, and this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are wrapping up the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I feel like I've said a lot of thank yous over the past hour. I've said many thank yous over the past 6 years that I've been doing community radio. But I do really have to say super duper duper thank you. And I'm so grateful that you continue to choose Typically Tuesdays and that you choose to listen to CJSF. One of the reasons why I keep doing community radio, other than like the creative outlet expression aspect, is because I know that I am reaching you, a person who wants to know what I'm thinking about, wants to know what people who are doing DIY media are thinking about, are listening to, are saying. You want to know about the local news that is happening, community engagement projects and community events that are happening. It's without you that CJSF can't be a radio station. Without you, like, I would not be doing community radio for 6 years. It's just past 6 years since I've started, and it is one of the things that I look forward to every week, and one of the things that has really grounded me over the past couple of years. And thank you for being there throughout that entire time, and thank you for continuing to commit to being here. You have an ocean of thanks from me. Speaking on local topics as well, just really quickly want to highlight that SFU Students for Justice in Palestine released a statement late last week, encouraging folks to pay attention and support the UBC encampment for Students for Justice in Palestine. You can read their statement over at The Bind, that's thebind.ca, and just look up statement SFU Students Encourage. You'll be able to find out more. But just wanted to point your attention to that, because, of course, we are the campus community radio station at SFU. Over here at Typically Tuesdays, we support the student encampments around the world, and as well, we continue to bring attention to the horrific atrocities being committed in Palestine, and particularly in Gaza. So you can learn more over on thebind.ca and check out the stuff that SFU SJP are getting involved in. And if you want to keep up to date with other stuff that's happening about the encampments around the world, and also just like in general stuff around the world, tune into Democracy Now! Monday to Friday from 11 to 12 here on 90.1 FM. We're closing off today's show with one last song. This is Nihiyowuk with Sonambulist. I hope you enjoy, and I'll talk to you very soon.